We are in Simen Shin Chaf. We're up to Sif Yutes. We'll be finishing the Simen and beginning Shin Chaf Aleph. We'll be doing the first two Sifim there. Sif Yutes. Litein karkum betavshil muter ve'ein lochesh lo mishum tzoveya de'ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Karkum is a red orange spice. You're allowed to put that into your tavshil, even though it changes its color, because there's no tzviya ba'ochlin. The malacha of tzoveya, to dye, is only something that applies to something you manufacture, not to food. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that the same thing goes even if that is your sole kavana, you're just doing it for color. It means what will be the din if you're trying to you have white wine, you'd like it to be red wine, say for Leila Seder, because there's a mitzvah to use red wine. So you're pouring red wine into your white wine to give it color. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even that is mutter. However, he brings a nishmas adam who is machmir, and we already did have this case. Where you were putting tea essence into your water, where the Mishnah Berurah said that if there's no bishul problem in adding the water to the tea essence, you're better off doing that than putting the tea essence into the water because of this very nishmas adam. So bottom line, mi'ikar adin we hold in tzviya ba'ochlin, even if that is your kavana. However, there are machmirim if that is your kavana. Sifchaf yesh mi shomer shochol tusim or shaperes hatzovim. There's those who say, there's a daya, that anyone that eats cherries or other fruit that will die on contact, that will cause things to change color, he should be careful not to touch with his colored hands his clothing, or a cloth, mishum tzoveya, that's referring to a white cloth, or even a cloth of the same color because you're strengthening its color. But the fact that you're dipping your bread into it, that's not a problem, because we said ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Now, even though when you get your white towel or your white clothing all red from the cherries, it's lo nichale, it's still a psik reisha for tzoveya, psik reisha lo nichale. With regard to the person's hands himself, why don't we say that you're being tzoveya your fingers by eating these fruits? So the Mishnah Berurah here says a very important yisod. He says, really, we hold ein tzviya beguf. There's no tzviya in the guf of a human being. So he asks the kasha, the halacha is that if you're using cosmetics, if a woman is putting on lipstick or any other cosmetic that dyes the skin, there is an iser of tzoveya. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only because it's the derech to do so. But since it is not the derech for most people to go and paint their fingers red, we would say ein tzviya in the gufa adam. The Mishnah Berurah says that lamaisa there are matirim in the case of the towel because it is derech lichluch, and if you really don't have a choice, then you're allowed to rely on them. Tseva that doesn't remain at all, it'll totally disappear, is not considered tzviya. So because of that, like one could put powder on himself and even get it on his clothing on Shabbos because it comes right off. There's nothing really making it adhere to the clothing. Making dye by mixing pigment with water is a machlokas rishonim, whether that is tzoveya or it's not tzoveya. If you dye an object, that's definitely tzoveya, but preparing the dye, that may or may not be tzviya. There's a Ravid who says that it's not. Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. Sif Aleph, Chavilei Peya Ezo Vakunis, says the Ramah Pirish Min Esef. So these are talking about bundles of different kinds of tzmachim, of things that grow, grass or other things. Hichnisan le'etzim, if the reason you made a bundle out of it is so that you'll use it for firewood, ein mistapkin behem, so the halacha is it's muktzah, you're not allowed to use it. Hichnisan le'machol behema, what happens if you made a bundle for the sake of feeding it to your animal? So the halacha is it's mutter. Nevertheless, kotim ve'ochol beyad, you are only allowed to break off pieces and eat them by hand, avalo bechli, but not with a keli, because of uvdu dechol. Umolel barashay etzbaosav, what you're allowed to do is roll them in your fingers and allow them to disintegrate that way and get broken up that way. In the case of stoma, where you just made bundles of these grasses, you were cutting the grass and you made bundles of them, what is the halacha there? So stoma is considered machal behem in its mutter, which would of course depend on whether or not you're talking about a place where people do cut them for machal behem in the first place. Siv beis. Now, siv beis needs something of an introduction, and we'll go over it again when we get to the other sifim. On the one hand, the Gemara tells us that the malacha of ma'abed, tanning, making leather out of hide, that malacha does not apply to ochlin. The Gemara's maskan is ein ibud ba'ochlin. Then we find a Mishnah later that talks about preparing salt water, that you're not to go ahead and make a lot of salt water on Shabbos. The question is, why is that asr? So there's a machlokis Tosis in the Rambam. Tosis' opinion is that ein ibud ba'ochlin is only midoraisa. Midorabonon, there is a malacha of ibud midorabonon, even in food. Which means that if, for example, you salt your food in a way that it extracts the liquid from the food, that is the equivalent of tanning, where what you're doing is extracting the liquid from the hide so that it doesn't spoil and instead it turns to leather which lasts forever. So the halacha is that midrabanan, it is also in food too. It's therefore also to prepare salt water because it looks as if you're about to prepare some kind of tanning process for your food. Furthermore, the Gemara there talks about salting your vegetables. According to Tosfos, if you salt vegetables and let them sit there and the liquid comes out of them, that will constitute ibud derabanan. Midrabanan, that's considered the malacha of ma'abed. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds ein ibud ba'ochlin, period. Not only is there no isur daraisa of ibud in food, there's no isur derabanan either. Why, according to the Rambam, is there an isur of preparing salt water? The isur is, it looks like you're about to pickle. And what's wrong with pickling things? On Shabbos, says the Rambam, since we know that the effect of pickling is similar to the effect of cooking, kovesh kimavushal, midrabanan, they prohibited the act of being kovesh, just like the act of being mavashal is aser. So even though the malacha of bishal is definitely when you're changing the state of the substance by way of heat, not by way of some chemical, midrabanan, a chemical change is also aser. So now we go to the first halacha here, sif beis. In osin me melach harbe biyachad losis letoch hakvashim, you're not allowed to make a lot of salt water to put into, like that's the way you prepare it for when you pickle things. Mishum de domi liibud, because it is like ma'abed. Avol yochol lasos vimenu ma'at losis letoch hatavshel, you're allowed to make a little bit of it that you're going to add to your cooked food. The Mechaber is making it clear that the issue we are dealing with is like Tosfos, not the Rambam, the issue of it looks like Ibud. It is something like Ibud. It's an Ibud Rabbonon. The same halacha would then apply not only to water, the same halacha would apply to wine, to vinegar, that you're putting all of these things, mixing them with salt also, it would be usr. Now, even if you're making a lot and you plan on dividing it into a lot of different dishes, it's still going to be aser. So that if you want to make salt water for different salads, what you would have to do is make a little for one, a little for another, and a little for the other. You could make it all together. Now, if you add oil to it, so it's clear that you're not going to do ibud, because if you add oil to salt, it will not be able to extract liquid. Therefore, in the process of tanning, they never use oil. If you put oil together with your water and salt, there are those who say that it's mutter. Now, furthermore, it says here ma'at a little bit. What is the shear of ma'at? The shear of ma'at usually means the amount that you're going to use in a dish. The Magen Avraham says that if you're preparing it for the sake of a meal later, that's aser. It's only mutter for the meal that you're about to eat. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah brings an El Yarabah who is Megal, and he comes out like that. So that's the first thing. You're not allowed to make a lot of Mei Melach, a lot of salt water. If you made it so strong that it's two-thirds salt, That's also to make even a little bit of it, because that certainly looks as if you're about to go and do ibud. Now, one of the cases they discuss is someone that forgot to prepare salt water for Leil HaSeder, for the Karpas. And what it says is you have to make sure that you're not making Mei Melach Azin, that you're not making the salt water so strong that it's two-thirds salt. The Mashmos would seem to be that outside of the case where you forgot to make it, the minig was that the salt water being used to dip your karpas into was extremely strong, so that they'll have to warn you that it shouldn't be two-thirds salt and one-third water. It would sound like they really use very strong salt for Leil HaSeder.